Thank you, Dr. Plum. It's after a presentation like that, especially, that I regret we will not have questions and answers. We'll have to defer that until tomorrow. The final speaker this afternoon, I have a particular personal pleasure in introducing to you because I've known Don Greenberg for a very long time. We have two mentors in common. One is Marie Underhill Noel, who was a benefactor and a consul of this university for nearly 50 years. Other than being a great friend of Cornell's, Marie, who died a year ago, was also a nationally acclaimed teacher at Manhasset High School out in Long Island. And Marie liked to brag that she had many, many successful students in a number of fields, but her favorite was Don Greenberg. Of all the men and women she taught over many, many years at Manhasset, she put Don at the top of the list. And I think one reason for that was that Don was not only uncommonly intelligent and obviously committed, but I think, to pick up one of the phrases Hunter Rollins used this morning, Don was thinking otherwise long before he ever knew anything about Carl Becker. One of Don's great gifts is that he does not go along the usual paths. And that's a good thing, because in the 1960s, Don became very interested in a field called computer graphics. In those days, computer graphics, somebody said at lunch today, was something like the hula hoop. It looked very interesting, but it didn't seem to have much of a future. And it took a considerable amount of attention and commitment on the part of Cornell to give Don the resources and the encouragement he needed to become really one of the great pioneers in the development of computer graphics in the world. And the person who did that was Dale Corson, as I'm sure Don has told many of you on a number of different occasions. It was Dale who essentially put together the resources and the institutional commitment that made possible much of what Don has done, not only at Cornell, but around the world in the development of this fabulous field of computer graphics. So it's a particular pleasure to introduce one of the true pioneers of this new computer information revolution, Don Greenberg of Cornell University.